at the King of the North, spiritual Babylon, and it's singular, but when the King of the North finally returns and sweeps away the King of the South, whoever the King of the South is at this point is a confederacy of countries. And we know that the Soviet Union was a confederacy of countries. Now, the pioneers, if they were going to break down this verse for us, they would point to two entities. If James White was going to argue this verse with Uriah Smith, I don't know that he ever did, but by the positions he took and the positions Uriah Smith took, James White would probably say to Uriah Smith, "You see three entities in this verse, and I see only two." James White would say, "I see the King of the South, and I see the King of the North, and the hymn in the first phrase is also the King of the North." This is James White's position, the pioneer position. Uriah Smith would say, "Well, I see the King of the South, I see the King of the North, and I see him. I see three entities," and you can read Daniel and the Revelation by Uriah Smith and see that that's his position. I disagree with Uriah Smith. I agree with the pioneers. The King of the South is in a war with the King of the North, and the hymn is also the King of the North, but there is a third entity in here. Here's where I would add something to the pioneer position that doesn't undermine it. When the King of the North returns to sweep away the King of the South, he brings with him chariots, horsemen, and many ships. And in Bible prophecy, and I would just point you to the other publications where we've dealt with this verse and the other video and audio presentations, horsemen and chariots represent military strength and ships represent economic strength. When the King of the North, the papacy, finally sweeps away the King of the South, it does so with another power that's symbolized in these words, and it's a power that brings two characteristics with it, military and economic strength. And brothers and sisters, the powers in Bible prophecy have certain characteristics associated with them that are their characteristics. We've touched on one. The papacy is a power in Bible prophecy. One of the characteristics of the papacy as a power in Bible prophecy is that it has a 1260-year time period that it would rule the world that we know as the Dark Ages. But another power in Bible prophecy that is here symbolized in verse 40 is the United States. And one of the characteristics of the United States in Bible prophecy is that it is a metamorphosis power. And that's my word, maybe not the best, but it's the power that goes through a change. It begins as a lamb, ends up speaking like a dragon. It goes through a change over a period of time. It begins as a Protestant America, ends up as apostate Protestantism. Begins as a lamb, ends up as the false prophet. There's a change. That's one of the